Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
This is Stacey and Caroline from the Pittsmore Ladies Ukulele Chorale.
And we love listening to
Steel and Wire.
When I think of you and the first time we met, and I heard the sound of your sweet, gentle voice, my heart took me over and gave me no choice, and right then I knew. Makes me want more of you again and again. I fall more in love with you than I've ever been. From the moment you wake me up till you kiss me goodnight, everything that you do, it makes me want more of you. When I look at you now, the years have gone by. Think of the memories that time can erase, and all of the smiles that you brought to my face. Your love's been so true, it makes me want more of you again. You wake me up till
Good morning, everyone. I'm Harry Walburn, and on Sheffield Live Community Radio's Steel and Wire, this is the 469th edition, weekly, another hour of Americana, bluegrass, alt country, roots music, and more. Today's feature, Chris Stapleton, multi-award-winning Nashville songwriter, and then multi-award-winning singer-songwriter. And we started Steel and Wire with More of You, which I dedicate to the beautiful Christine Andrews. It's from Chris Stapleton's 2015 solo debut, Traveller, voted by Billboard magazine as the country album of the decade. Three more Chris Stapleton tracks later, that's the maximum Mixcloud will allow me. Live locally, Martin Simpson, Tom Kilner, John Palmer and Scott and Selman, who are also the first of four releases debuting this morning, along with Bradford's Christopher, Liverpool's April Moon, and the first, an even bigger Nashville superstar than Chris Stapleton. It's from Willie Nelson's third album of 2024. The album's called Last Leaf on the Tree. Do You Realise is the track.
Do you realize that you have the most beautiful face? Do you realize we're floating in space? Do you realize happiness makes you cry? Do you realize everyone you know someday will die? Instead of saying all your goodbye, let them know you realize that life goes fast. It's hard to make the good things last. And you realize the sun doesn't go down. It's just an illusion of my world spinning around. Do you realize that everyone you know someday will die? Instead of saying them all your goodbyes, let them know you realize that life goes fast. It's hard to make the good things last. And you realize the sun doesn't go down. It's just an illusion caused by the world spinning around. Do you realize that you have the most over words that I wanna write. My head is aching.
my fault, I'll be the next day.
Two Steel and Wire debuts this morning. Willie Nelson versioning, yes, that was Ridge of the Flaming Lips, Do You Realise, from the brand new Last Leaf on the Tree. That's Willie's third 2024 release, his 76th studio album. Particularly interesting because this time it's got the production values of his son Micah. Then the Buffalo Ghost produced Next Day's News from Chris Dover's just released Last Prairie Dance. And there'll be more from both of those fine albums, future editions of Steel and Wire here on www.sheffieldlive.org. Coming later this morning, more from the new releases from Joan Shelley and Jaron Paxton, tracks from Song Vault, Pluck, who introduced today's Steel and Wire, and the Rye Sisters. But now it's the next song from our feature artist. The next Chris Stapleton song is from 2020, Starting Over. It is Maggie's Song.
Tell you a story about an old friend of mine. Somebody left her in a shopping cart in a parking lot for us to find. Just a fuzzy black pup, she was hungry and feeling alone. We put her in the back seat, told her we were taking her home. Run, Maggie, run, with a heart. Later, we moved out on the farm. She followed those kids around, yeah, she kept them safe from harm. And she loved to chase squirrels and playing out in the snow. She'd take off like a bullet, man, you should have seen her. Maggie died. She woke up and couldn't use her legs, so I lay down by her side.
She put her head on my hand like she'd done so many times. I told her she was a good dog, then I told her goodbye. Run, Maggie, run with the heart of a rebel child. Oh, run, Maggie, run, be just as free as you are wild. I had a revelation as a tractor dug the hole. I can tell you right now that a dog has a soul. And I thought to myself as we buried her on the hill, I never knew me a better dog, and I guess I never will. Run, Maggie, run with the heart of a rebel child. Oh, run, Maggie, run, be just as
didn't get the asking price.
Steel & Wire's third debut already of this morning. A Saskatchewan duo residing in Liverpool, April Moon. That was Uptown Lady Life. A single they kindly sent me, More Please, preceded by Maggie's song on 2020 Starting Over, Chris Stapleton's fourth solo album. A standout choice for me, both for its quality and its subject matter. And I dedicate that to Nicola Farnan. The Chris Stapleton albums, they also benefit immensely, from that he can write for the same band on all of them, his touring band. I wish more acts did that. My weekly Steel & Wire shout out to the beautiful Christian Andrews, the second one of the morning, and of course to our cat Rosie. This is Steel & Wire, which is pre-recorded in my Walls of Love studio and broadcast Wednesdays 10 a.m. on www.sheffieldlive.org. Steel & Wire has a Facebook page, Steel & Wire Sheffield Live. I try and pin up posters of upcoming gigs and a weekly updated live locally list, gigs in and near Sheffield. Like these next two acts, starting at Sheffield's The Dorothy Pax on November 29th, Tom Kilner, possibly solo, possibly with his fine band. Here is Ride With Me.
Come on, take a ride with me. Saddle up and ride with me. If you're feeling lost and feeling low, your heart is a little danger. If you got no place to go, come on, take a ride with me. Saddle up and ride with me. So let us take this leap of faith. I don't ever want to change you. Come on, take a ride with me.
Music Town. I wanna go down to Music Town. A song in my head going round and round. Going down to Music Town. I wanna go down to Music Town. A song in my head going round and round. Going down to Music Town.
Excellent. That's the John Palmer Acoustic Band. They're playing the Cubbly Hall Hotel, Penison, 28th of November, from 2019. That was Music Town. It's on One Fine Day. And really good news is there is a new album imminent. And then the next day, November 29th, you can go the Victoria Keys at Dorothy Pax, or the Dorothy Pax at Victoria Keys, for Tom Kilner, Ride With Me from, I think it's this year's Borrowed Time. You're listening to Still and Why with Harry Welburn. Still and Why, proud to be helping to organise a major fundraiser with Sheffield duo Daisy Daisy. Their Valentine Voices for Under the Stars. Tickets will be just £10 and they'll go on sale, if I get my act together, on We Got Tickets this Friday. So next up on Still and Why, to the acts Daisy Daisy invited to be part of Valentine's Voices, which will be at Crook Social Club, Saturday 15th of February 2025. I'm delighted that they will include the return of Pluck, Pittsmore Ladies Ukulele Chorale, who introduced this morning's show. Here's Oh So Many Years, recorded in 2017 for another fundraiser for the Essex Food Bank at Crook's Social Club.
You, no one has ever known, no one has ever known but you alone. I've kept it locked inside my heart and smiled through all my tears. My darling, I have loved you, oh, so many years. Each night within my lonely I cry, dear, over you, and pray to God that things will turn out right. But when the dawn of day appears, I brush away my tears. My darling, I have loved you, oh, so many years. Thank you.
coming just to get you on by me. Keep out of my way. Just a little hard thinking might drive me to drinking. I'ma take it easy. It's my lazy day. Keeping my nose out of everyone's way. Ain't a taking no orders, ain't a hiring no people. I'm a taking it easy, it's my lazy day.
Two of the duos you can enjoy Saturday 15th of February at Crook Social Club for Valentine's Voices for Under the Stars. £10. We got tickets, should go on sale this Friday. You just heard from Lincolnshire, the Rye Sisters, It's My Lazy Day, from their really fine current album Distant Light. Before that, Pluck, Oh So Many Years, from 2017's Low Expectations. It's a big raft now of belated shout outs for the penultimate Outlaw Sisters gig that I was at Sunday the 10th, Cross Sides, Derbyshire Lane. On stage, Izzy, Rose and Jane, Jodie, Rachel, Dan, Tom, Frank. And in the audience, I spoke to or recognised the following: Kaz, the Diva, Mary, Q, Chris, Mick, Bob, Erickson. Apologise if I've forgotten that you were there. It's the second track now on Steel and Wire for a very recent EP. It's the title track of Joan Shelley's Mood Ring.
Something in your skin tells me you're a swirling purple tent. Moody. Let's throw a party. String some lights up and change the course of time. There's no line, no way in and out, just a web of family ties. Did you get your invite? Have you heard? There's music in the walls, in the weaving. Ooh. Ooh. Relationships die, that's how we move through time.
Today, Steel Wire feature artist Chris Stapleton Trust from his most recent studio release, 2023's Higher. In under 20 years, first as a songwriter, then as a solo recording artist, Chris Stapleton's amassed the following major music awards: 10 Grammys, 10 Academy of Country Music's, 14 Country Music Associations, 5 Billboards, and 9 ASCAP countries. Before that, she's more folk than country, but I really like Joan Shelley, Mood Ring from her new Mood Ring EP. Next, another live locally act. Check that list on Facebook, Steel Wire Sheffield Live. At Cafe 9, Netheredge, a venue mentioned repeatedly very recently on BBC Radio 4's Mark Steele's In Town. For the 4th of December, it is Adrian G.R. Scott and Andy Selman.
Looking for Orgreave. What is not in dispute is that the battle for the Orgreave coking plant was one of the great set-piece confrontations of the miners' struggle. Almost medieval in its choreography, it was at various stages a siege, a battle, a chase, a rout, and finally a brutal example of legalised state violence. Tristan Hunt, The Charge of the Heavy Brigade, September 2006 in the Guardian. I went to look for Orgreave, searched the streets, walked through the new housing estates and the fresh-faced pub on the corner of the new road. For those fields where the police made charge after charge, deployed their snatch squads and in a show of power, cantered their horses through the town. Wasn't there anymore. No trace it ever happened. No neat crossed swords over a clean white sign, demarcating it as a site of historical significance. Then I noticed, cable tied to a lamppost, what I thought was a request for evidence after a crash. But on closer inspection, I read this statement. A serious crime happened here. Striking miners were beaten up, fitted up and locked up. The government has refused to investigate. It had a photo, the photo from that day. A woman, short, serious, dark hair, beads and jeans, warding off a mounted baton blow. I stopped at my favourite cafe later that day to think about what I had seen. I told my story to a friend and showed him the photo of the sign. He picked up his phone, and in 10 quick minutes, she was there, Leslie Bolton, the woman from the photo, drinking the coffee of her story with us. That raised truncheon still hovers over her, and after all these years, she remains a sign. She is evidence. What was going through that policeman's head, she asks, when he tried to smash mine? It's not about me, though. It's about those men, those families. They still have no justice. And the truncheon still hovers.
Cafe 9, December 4th, Scott and Selman are launching their brand new Acide and Tensile, aka Made in Sheffield 2. You've just heard Looking for All Grief. Then All in All Blues, another track from the new Geron Paxton release, Things Don't Change. There was a previous track on one of the very recent editions of Still & Why, still available for you on www.mixcloud.com/MMSoulPlus. That's Mixcloud/MMSoulPlus, which includes last week's very well received Cajun flavoured Chris Hall edition. It's the final Chris Stapleton track now. It's another, for me, remarkable song, Death Row, on Volume 1 of 2017's From a Room. Thank you.
I don't need him to lay my burden down. I already told Jesus everything I know, Pedro.
Laughed away more dollars.
And Steel Wire is once again drifting back home, courtesy of Tony Broadbent. With one track left to go, you've just heard by this week's feature artist, Chris Stapleton, a writer with some fabulous ballads, lots of hit songs and stunning songs like that, Death Row, from 2017's From a Room. But next Wednesday, 27th November, 10 a.m, www.sheffieldlive.org, 93.2 FM, the feature artist will be Jay Farrer, co-founder of two essential alt-country bands, Uncle Tupelo and their Sun Vault, Cherokee Street from 2017's Notes of Blue. Thank you for listening. Remember, Under the Stars, The Live Localist and Mixcloud. The final track this morning is from Murmurs, a collaboration in 2015 of Andy Cutting, Nancy Kerr and, taking the lead here, Martin Simpson, with a version of the string band tune Richmond Cotillion. Martin and Nancy, part of the Sheffield Folk Weekend celebration this coming Saturday and Sunday at Crook Social Club. So it goes, take a step, don't waste a moment. And if I haven't said it, I'll say it again. Thank you for listening.